Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey, it's Mukundan from Data and AI with Mukundan. Welcome to another episode. So today's episode, I just want to talk about how I turned a midnight craving into a moment of reflection. And I used GPT-4 for this. So if you've not been here before, Data and AI with Mukundan is a show where we explore how technology can connect us back to ourselves. So today's story actually starts with Taco Bell. The one that gives us the runs in the morning. And more specifically, this episode, I wanted to actually see how an experience of me ordering on Taco Bell has changed how I order in the future. So this particular one revolves around me standing in front of my fridge for the third time that week. And not because my week starts on a Thursday of the previous week, it doesn't even start on Sunday. It started on Monday. Monday was my first day. Went to the fridge at midnight. Tuesday, went to the fridge at midnight. Wednesday. This is the Wednesday that I did go back again. And so that was my third time. And it's not because I was hungry or something. I was just searching. And I don't even mean for food. I don't know what I was searching. At that time, I didn't know, at least. So this particular, Wednesday midnight, it was 12:19 a.m. And I had already deleted the DoorDash app. And DoorDash, for those of you who are not familiar, it's a food delivery app. Basically delivers food to your home. And this app can be super addictive if you are someone who likes to binge eat a lot at really odd times. And I was that person. And I think I'm still improving. It's most days I may still browse it, but that's where this app comes into play. And I think this is something which can really help us go address what we feel. And just coming back to the app here. My fingers knew exactly where to go in Google Chrome, because I don't have the DoorDash app, but I do know how to access it in my Google Chrome. And I'm already signed into the app on Google Chrome. So all I have to do is just click on D and DoorDash app appears, right? And it knows my recommendations. It knows that I like McDonald's, that I like Taco Bell. It knows that I like the one pizza place that didn't even deliver past midnight. And on that night, just like others before that, I wasn't hungry. Like I said, I was just anxious, restless, and lonely. And lonely because I felt like it was a long week, and just dealing through these problems at work, by myself, it was a lot to deal with. I didn't feel like I was communicating enough at that time. And yeah, so I felt like it did affect me. I was stress eating, is what, you know, there's a term for that. Or most people like to call it binge eating, right? On that night, however, something clicked. So what I did, instead of placing an order, I opened my laptop and I wrote a small app, one that would do what I wasn't doing for myself. It was going to ask me what I was really feeling. And think of this as no calorie counting, no judgment. It's going to be just a space, like a place where you can come and vent, right? It's a place where I could type something like, I just want to inhale fries, right? I can inhale the Coke right now. And not even Diet Coke or Coke Zero, just regular Coke. And the bot would reflect, maybe it's not hunger. Maybe it's your body asking for comfort. And, you know, it will also tell you, what else could you do to soothe yourself tonight, right? And it used GPT-4 to detect emotion. It logged my craving, and most importantly, it reflected it back with kindness. So every entry was like a mirror, not one that pointed out the flaws. It was just one that asked, what are you actually needing right now? And here's the wild part. The more I used it, the less food I needed to avoid my feelings. Because I started spotting some patterns. That the cravings which I had, they peaked after I avoided hard conversations. And so what I mentioned earlier is that I was, you know, not communicating enough. So kind of going in my own shell. So that was something I felt like my cravings increased after that. I was not even communicating with myself. That was the biggest problem. And I was just like avoiding my feelings, right? You need to have hard conversations with yourself when you are feeling certain things. And I wasn't doing that. These cravings, they dropped on nights when I journaled. So when I started journaling, these cravings, they started reducing. And they spiked on days I felt ignored or overstimulated. Now, it's been a few weeks since I've developed this app and I've started using it. So just wanted to see how this would work. And just like that, what started as a snack deflector became a truth finder. And here's the thing, I wasn't trying to build a food dairy. I ended up building a therapist that I could talk to without shame. I didn't become a therapist, but the app did. The app became my therapist. It just listened. And that's what a therapy is. Like, I mean, the therapist is supposed to listen. They don't offer too much advice. I've never been to therapy, but I think that's what it is. But anyway, so I wasn't trying to build that food dairy. It's just that I ended up building a therapist that I could talk to without any shame, right? And eventually, I just turned the same concept into a full-fledged dashboard. So which is having a check-in tab, a journal view, and a CSV that you can download and look for trends. And I even made a custom GPT inside ChatGPT, which is like craving confidant, right? So this is someone you can message it from your phone, like it's a friend who listens. Not one who fixes you, but one who just hears you, right? So if you're like me and if you ever stood in front of a fridge at midnight, not because you were hungry, but because you were hoping to feel something, maybe what you need isn't another app to block bad food. Maybe what you need is just a way to hear what your body's been whispering underneath those cravings. Build it, talk to it, reflect with it. And if you want the code of how I did it, I'm going to link in the show notes of how I've done it. There's also going to be a mini course of how you can do it step by step. That's going to come up soon on my substack.com, on my Substack website. And the website will be linked in the show notes. So just keep watching the website for a new, subscribe to my website. I will post like a little mini course, which will help you build this app by yourself as well. If the blog is not clear, the blog is actually on medium.com and you need a medium.com membership to access the blog. But anyway, this isn't just about the food. It's about learning to listen when the world gets too loud. So, you know, thanks for joining me. And like I said, you can find the full code, the screenshots, and build guide for the Midnight Cravings Companion in the show notes. And next time you're about to order Taco Bell, well, maybe just talk to yourself first. Because I did and it is helping. So I think that's something you can do as well. So if you like this, subscribe to my podcast, Data and AI with Mukundan. And keep watching for the latest shows. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.